And good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Coming up this hour, updates from USD 383. We'll also hear from K-State Research and Extension of Riley County with Greg Eystone and Meadowlark a little bit later on as well. Well, we start things off here today, as we normally do, with our USD 383 officials. And joining me via Zoom today, we have Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
And Katrina Lewison, school board member. Good morning.
Hi there. Good morning.
Pleasure to have you both on here today as we get set for the first day of school here in USD 383. And hard to believe the summer went by as quickly. I think we say this every year, you know, but the summer went by so fast. And here we are, day one.
Yeah, we made it. You know, it was a different summer, just a different summer. But it did go quick because there was a lot to do. With construction, just getting geared up for the school year, coming off a really different school year and some uncertainty about what this school year is going to look like as well. So I'm happy to get rolling, happy to get buses rolling, happy to get kids in school, happy to get back to as normal as possible.
And I was delighted that the kids got to have a summer, and especially after what was a little bit of a tough school year last year. And now, as Eric said, we weren't exactly sure what this school year was going to look like, and I appreciate families' patience as we gear up to start this new school year.
Absolutely. Well, we get going here with a half day today, and then tomorrow's the first full day of classes and kind of get a chance to ease back into it. What are you hearing from teachers and staff, Eric, about just the preparation that's going into this school year with everything going on in the world?
You know, I think they're excited to be back. You know, I think they're excited to have all the students. I think they're excited for less of the remote interaction. I think we're a people district. You know, we care a lot about people. We care a lot about relationships. So I think they like the personal connection that people get by engaging with people, and the kids enjoy it as well. This morning I've been around. I'm in my third building right now. I took a detour off, so I picked a room at Oliver Brown. I'm out there now. But just seeing the energy back at Eisenhower Middle School, and I was down at the East Campus for the ninth grade center. And, you know, it looks outside of the mask, it looks like about as regular as possible that we're trying to get to. So I think they're excited. I think they're ready to go. They're going to do the very best job they can.
Yeah. Well, that's a beautiful facility you got over there at Oliver Brown Elementary. That's an exciting landmark day here today for that school.
Yeah, I wanted to stick my nose in on the first day. So, you know, Dr. Wade and I usually split up the buildings to make sure we just make a presence and walk through and just smile and engage with staff and kids and just show them that we're here too. So I luckily get the east side, so I'm out at Oliver Brown right now and headed to the other ones later.
All right. Well, that's a lot of fun. I was saying this last night, I had a chance to go to back to school night myself, and we're really lucky here in Manhattan because we have some very nice facilities. And I know, Katrina, you probably share that agreement.
Yeah, and I do share that. I am in agreement with that we have got excellent facilities. And I just wanted to weigh in on how great it is that our kids can be in school in person starting this year. And, you know, as I traveled this summer, so many families from around the country that I interacted with didn't have their kids in school last year because districts all over the United States, some of them were closed. So I think we were so lucky to have families work with us as a district last year so that we could have an in-person, even though it was hybrid last year, school year last year. And I'm delighted that we are going back in person this year because we know that that's the best place for kids is to be in school with teachers.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, and I know last week we had the special meeting regarding masks being required, at least for the first 5 weeks of school. Will there be any updates to the COVID mitigation plan here tonight, Eric?
Probably nothing major. As far as we're going to see how things roll to see where we need to make our adjustments or not. I think we're still exploring some other options of some things we can do. We're just not sure if we can do it yet or not. We have some ideas. We just need to make a feasible plan out of it and something accessible to our health partners that they're okay with as well.
Katrina, I might ask you, we're seeing all across the country school boards just coming under fire here from the public on this mask debate and everything else going on. Does it shock you at all just to know the magnitude this issue has had on school board members?
It has been a tough year for school boards all over the country, but I think that it's because it's a very serious issue and that there is not a one-size-fits-all answer. And I really believe in local control and making sure that we make the best possible decision that's right for our school district, because what's right for our school district might not be right for another school district. That's what I see leaders doing all over the nation, is trying very hard to think about the data, where they're at, the situation, the COVID situation, where they're at, and what's best for their school district. And I think that if community members want to try to help us out in our school district so that we can keep our schools open and keep kids in the classroom, go get vaccinated. The last I checked in Riley County, at least, the percentage was only in the 30s of people vaccinated. And of course, the more folks that we have vaccinated, the lower our COVID numbers will be in our community, and the better it will be for our schools.
Yeah. Well, and the important thing is here this school year, just staying open. And I know that's going to be a challenge for maybe some school districts across the state. But Eric, I know you guys have said you guys are ready to pivot any time.
Yeah, we need to fight to stay in person as long as we possibly can. And that's why we put in the mitigation factors that we have so far. That the whole purpose of that has nothing to do with control. It just has to do with staying in business and keeping kids in the seat, keeping workers in their positions. We have to be ready to pivot. And that could be hard down the line. I hope we can pivot in a positive direction instead of a more restrictive environment, is what you always hope to. I would love that if this was the most restrictive that we are, is right at the beginning of the school year. But we will see. Time will tell. We've been more restrictive last year. I think we can move toward that if necessary. But hopefully we can turn this around as a community.
All right. Well, and I think it's also important to point out that the Kansas state legislature has essentially ordered school districts that they have to have in-person school. We don't have the option of doing hybrid, as we called it last year, where students went to school 2 days in person and then were home for 3 days. That is no longer an option for Kansas schools. So what we have to do is take the necessary mitigation efforts so that we can keep kids in school 5 days a week, because that's our only option. If they're not in school, they're at home, and there is not a remote learning like we had last year with hybrid.
Yeah, so important. And I think that gets lost in the shuffle a lot here with this. Well, very important to be safe here at school, and that's been kind of our message here. Again, regarding the speed zones here this morning, we've talked a lot about that. Are there any other announcements here from Michelle Jones you guys would like to share?
Yes, just a few. So today, as we've already said, is the first day of school, and it's a half day. So parents, pay attention. If you weren't aware of that already, it's just a half day, and school ends before lunch. And of course, as back to school, be aware that there's going to be a lot of kids. So walking, biking to and from school. So slow down, pay attention to those kids who are probably learning, some of them, that path to school for the first time. And then last, for parents and families, watch for parent orientation information that will be sent out from your schools. We'll have several parent or family orientations coming up here in the next few days and weeks.
All right. Very good. And real quickly, so it's kind of a short list tonight, but donations and grants.
Yep. I'll talk about the donations. We only have one to share this evening or this morning. It's a $3,000 cash donation from T-Bar's Motorcycle Club to Ogden Elementary for Panther Power Club scholarships, program field trips, and activities. And as always, we are so appreciative of any of the donations and grants that we receive for USD 383.
Absolutely. All right. Well, good stuff there. Let's take a break. We'll come back and we'll dive into the agenda here tonight and what's going on at USD 3-3 school board meeting. Eric Reed and Katrina Lewison join us here this morning on News Radio KMAN.